Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Dr. Rebecca Bishop, Principal Scientist at the Aerospace Corporation. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
What I primarily look at is understanding the weather of the upper atmosphere from about 80 miles up to a few thousand miles up. That particular altitude range consists of neutral atmosphere and charged particles, which we call the ionosphere. And there's a lot of different structures and dynamics and basically weather, like what we have down here on the surface. And so my job is to understand the physics behind that so that we can better forecast, as well as understand that space weather actually impacts our everyday lives and our technology. There's two types of space weather that could impact farmers, and they both have to do with GPS. One is if there's really a strong solar storm, they can actually affect the GPS satellites that transmit the signals. There could be a degradation in those satellites. They can cause anomalies. The other one is in the ionosphere, you get these really turbulent small-scale structures that basically interfere with the GPS signals as they pass through. And that can cause temporary loss or degraded performance of position and navigation, which are all important for precision ag. That tends to occur at lower latitudes, not necessarily at the continental U.S. very often, but it is something growers in other parts of the world would need to know.